Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Zen Gem podcast. I am your host, Carolina, and I am so grateful for all you Zen Gemmers out there who have stuck with me through this whole year of being a solo podcaster. I am beyond so grateful for you. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to the episodes, sharing your feedback, and giving me ideas for more episodes and more guests to have on the show. I started this year off truly with the intention of going fully with a guest and bringing on new practitioners in the holistic and wellness community here in Palm Beach Gardens, Jupiter, Palm Beach County area, and bringing them on the show and sharing their wealth of knowledge with you. And towards the middle to end of the year there, I just really had this calling to hop on and get on in front of the mic on my own. And it has been a journey. I have learned so much. And like I said, just thank you for hanging in there with me as this show continues to grow and prosper. And I continue to provide excellent material, excellent content and knowledge and introspect for you to ponder on throughout the day. It really has been my passion to give different perspective, mostly my perspective on how I view the world a little bit differently. And we all get to have our own opinions and thoughts. So nothing that I say is really, you know, it's not Bible. It just is a different frame of mindset. And that's the beautiful thing about sharing a community is that everyone has different mindsets on it. And we can just see and admire the beauty in each and every one. This year as a whole has gone through ebbs and flows of highs and lows, and that is life, a roller coaster ride. And as we close out 2025, I just want us to take a moment to reflect on the last 5 years, guys, 2020 to today. Like, that feels like a decade in itself, you know? We've gone through so much. We've gone through so many shifts and changes and ups and downs and highs and lows all happening at the same time with so many people involved. So just to think back and reflect on what was happening in 2020 in your own life and where you stand here today, think about the little superficial things that have changed. Maybe you got a new car. I know I did. And maybe you moved once, maybe twice. Just all those little superficial things that have happened in your life. You got a new job. Maybe you got married recently or brought in a new child into this world, a new baby into this world. Congratulations. So in all those changes and adaptations, we also get to evolve in our own energetic and spiritual and mental way of being. And that is just so beautiful. And I have really been experiencing these shifts and changes and ebbs and flows. And I really made it a promise to myself this year, 2025, to listen to my body, to honor my body, that I've been really running through life at a fast pace. And it has brought a lot of, it's caught up to me. Let's say it that way. It's caught up to me. If you guys have ever read the book, The Body Keeps the Score, it's an amazing book, but it does talk about the somatics of our body and how our body does remember events and experiences. And while our minds can rationally move past the experience we had, you know, not let it affect our day-to-day life, because we are more concerned about other priorities in our life, that survival mechanism of, you know, well, we have to make it to work the next day and we have to take care of our family and we have to make, you know, all these things happen as part of our responsibility. So we, quote unquote, don't have time to deal with the energetic impact a lot of these experiences have had on us. And sometimes those energetic experiences get trapped in the body if they're not properly released. So in this book, they talk a lot about the somatics of pain and somatics of healing. And while, again, I could rationally read the book and understand the concept, I didn't really think that it had applied to me until earlier this year, once season ended around May, here in South Florida, Palm Beach County. It's a very poppin' hot season over the winter. All the snowbirds come into town and our streets are flooded with Northeasterners and Midwesterners and people from all over, because honestly, I live where you vacation. Like, it is gorgeous here. Of course I'm going to be here. Of course, we're so grateful for the snowbirds to come through and put some money into our pockets. But boy, it does really, it's hustle. It's 0 to 100, you know, over the summer. It's a sleepy town where I live. It's just like 10% of people that live in Juno Beach are actual residents. Everyone else is like, you know, visitors, snowbirds. That's just the type of ecosystem that we live in. So when season is here, it's all in. I was working crazy hours every single day, 7 days a week. And in the industry that I'm in, fitness industry, I teach classes. I have one-on-one privates and clients. I do group classes, private classes for events, birthday parties, corporate, you name it, I do it. And so being around so many people at so many times throughout the week, it does take an energetic tax on my body. And I was burnt out. And guys, I get burnt out every year. I say this every year, but this year really, really kicked my butt and I got really sick. I got physically sick and I'm not really, you know, a sick kind of person, but I did get ill after all of that. And then depleted of energy completely, that I needed to get my, you know, my biochemistry checked out. And so I found a functional medicine doctor that did get some labs from me. I did a cheek swab and we reviewed my labs and kind of the baseline of where I am and genetically what I'm prone to, what I'm unprone to, all those things. And I got to learn a lot about what makes me, me. And all of it makes sense, you know? And it's like, yes, if I do overwork, if I do get burnt out, if I do, you know, the way that I handle stress, the way that my chemistry handles stress is very, let's just say it's not efficient, all right? So to be putting myself through these stressful situations time in and time out again, to the point of burnout, to the point where I don't have anything left in me, is very dangerous, very high risk, and unsustainable. So this year, while focusing on taking care of my body and healing from the inside out, I have also found this direction of longevity, of vitality. What does longevity truly mean? And how can the habits that I implement in my life today contribute to those long-standing benefits as I age? And newsflash, guys, if you're over the age of 25, you're getting older. Okay. So don't get on your high horse like, oh, I'm so young. Like, if you're over 25, you're getting old. You are aging. Join us all. And it's a beautiful thing to age, but I'll save that for a different episode next year. Oh my gosh, I can't believe we're there already. So making these shifts and changes in my mindset about my body has really had me redirect how I viewed myself in my business and how am I showing up at work and how is that no longer working out for me? Like, I'm not in my early 20s, Energizer Bunny bopping around, quick recovery. Like, no, I can't teach 20 classes a week in a hot room, and neither should you. You know, that's, and for the amount of return that I get on that, it's not worth my well-being. It's not worth my health. So I had to really sit back and view everything from a different perspective, and how to properly care for my body and have it have this career be long sustaining. Because ultimately, guys, I love what I do. And I believe that this can evolve with me as I evolve and grow. My career and how I show up in it can evolve and grow. So my value went up. It's thank you to all my certifications, to all the hours that I've put in to my trainings, to my classes. I've been able to increase my value, and that is a huge part, guys, on, you know, holding a high standard for yourself and high integrity for yourself as well. I came from a family that was very frugal in the sense of, you know, how they spent their money, how they managed the money, and I believe how they viewed value in themselves with money too. So getting that shift of perspective for myself and the career and what I worked so hard and invested in, it was time that I did up my value because I can't be working, you know, all the hours of the day to barely be making ends meet, and neither should you. Take care of yourself. And when I got to slow down, and I, you know, did get, I did get hit with, you know, some clients backing out because the value wasn't what they wanted it to be, or maybe it was too high. That's okay. I respect that. Everyone has their own journey and their own path and what they want to put their money towards. That's 100% respectable. But you know what does, what did enhance that for me was not being in scarcity mindset and really just believing in abundance and believing that the people that need what I have to offer are going to find me. And I held true to that. I prayed for that. I set that as my intention, and I was able to build out a little boutique Pilates studio at the yoga studio I teach at, Thrive Power Yoga. Such wonderful clients there too. And I just love when you believe in yourself and you really believe that what's going to happen is coming from a place of good, coming from a place of bringing good into the world. And when you are just patient and have faith and continue to pray, those blessings do come for you. And it just happens time and time again. So that's my equation. I'm going to stick with it for the rest of my life. Just have that faith and believe that what is good and what is meant for you will come. Let's say that you really desired something and it didn't happen. I can tell you that this happened to me so many times. I thought I wanted to work at this very prestigious gym, and I went through like all of the auditions and interviews and final cut. I didn't make it, and I was devastated. I was like, my value. But you know what?
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
My value is tenfold now. That's what I'm saying, guys. Think about you in 2020, December 2020. What were you thinking? And did you really believe that you would be here? And then just teleport with me for a moment. Think about 2030. I can't. But just think about yourself in 2030 and give yourself a word of encouragement. Myself in 2025, looking back at myself at 2020, my word of encouragement would be, hey girl, you got this, and you're going to be so blown away when you get there. The message of 2030 me to myself now in 2025 is, hey girl, you got this. You're going to blow yourself away when you get there. And I hope that's the message for you too. As a matter of fact, that's my final Zen gem. I really do want us to encourage ourselves and each other in these shifts, changes, evolutions, transformations that we are inevitably going to go through. I hope if you're seeking to better yourself as a human being, as a wife, as a son or a daughter, as a friend, as an employee, as a leader, then yes, I hope you are constantly evolving, because to stay the same is complacency. And to stay the same to your core, to your ethos, yes, is consistent and powerful and strong. But to stay the same in our behaviors or our routine, there's some room for shifting as we grow, as we evolve, as we get better. And part of that has to do with letting go of limiting beliefs. And I know it sounds so cliche, let go of these limiting beliefs, but it really does get deeper than that. So this past year, I was able to invest in my health and well-being. And like I said, see a functional medicine doctor. That was one thing I did earlier this year. The second thing I did was invest in physical therapy with an out-of-network doctor. She is located in Jupiter, Florida. Her name is Dr. Kesha Patel in Physio Orbit, Jupiter, Florida. I am so grateful that I am one of her patients, and she has invested her time and knowledge in really healing me. I was experiencing a lot of hip pain around my SI joint and a lot of internal hip pain as well. And it just so happened that Kesha was actually one of my Pilates clients, and I was demonstrating a movement for her. And she saw my hips and she's like, your SI joint is all tilted. It's all twisted. And I was like, oh my gosh, Kesha, I am in so much pain. And she's like, come into my office. We can get this figured out, you know, and let's see if I can help you. So I invested in sessions with her, and I'm so glad that I did. And I am still seeing her. I've been seeing her now for almost 3 months. Coming up, I believe we're over 3 months at this point. So we're at the 3 month mark. And she's helped me feel stable and level in my pelvis. I had a lot of chronic pain and chronic dysfunction in my pelvis. And that pain was somatic pain. There was so much that I was holding on to, so much trauma, so much fear, so much scarcity, so much hurt. And it was just locked in my body. And it was painful to let it out. It was painful to go through therapy. But afterwards, after every session, I felt better. And after every session, maybe not every session, I felt better. There were times I walked out of there, I was hurting bad. But I knew that what I was doing was bettering my body. And that was the intention, that was the narrative that was said during all of our therapy. When things got hurt, when things felt really uncomfortable, when things were really, really hard to process, that was one of the things that Kesha would say to me. And she's like, just continue repeating it. She goes, you're helping your body. You are healing your body. There's no more hurt. There's no more pain. And when you understand or learn about somatic pain, and again, like rationally, I read the book, I understood it. But then when it was happening to me, when she was explaining, hey, this isn't as bad as you think it is, like the wound itself, the inflammation, the scar tissue, all of that, it's not as bad as it is, as you're perceiving it to be internally. And so to get the response of like a gentle touch, not feeling like a punch, wow, I had to really just soften and rest and relax and chill out. I had to really step away from the go, go, go mentality and say like, hey, it's okay that this is it today. And I'm going to be okay with that. I'm going to be okay with not picking up that class or not taking on that client or not working extra hours, not doing the event, not burning more calories at the gym, not going to the gym 3 times a day. I had to really like step back and be like, I am enough. I am doing more than enough. If I slow down and be patient and rest, because that's really healing. That's really what my body is craving and desiring and needing right now. And it's really, again, shifted the way that I view my career, my work, and how I view my clients and all the students that come to my class. I just see them with a little more compassion. And it's like, yeah, I'm going to give you the best workout right here in the next 45 minutes to an hour, because this is all I really want you to be doing to feel like you did it, like you really accomplished something. So you don't have to feel like you have to do more. You know, I want to kick your butt enough to know that for you to know that you did enough. So there really is so much change that has happened internally. Acknowledge that. Validate that for yourself. That internal thing where maybe you didn't lash out or you didn't lose your patience with someone where normally that would be your pattern. Yeah, that's a valid win that you have to cheer yourself on about and make that a positive response so that it continues to happen, so that you continue to respond with patience, with kindness, with love. Thanks for tuning in, guys. I have really had a blast with you this year. Don't worry, there is more Zen Gem to come. I want you to enjoy the holidays, enjoy these last couple weeks of this year, and bring on so much wealth, abundance, joy, love. Guess what, guys? Wealth gets to come in so many different shapes and forms. So just be open to the newness, the light that there is out there, and pass that out into the world as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you next time. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Zen Gem Podcast. If you like what you heard, be sure to leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. You can also follow me on Instagram at Zen Gem Podcast for more content and inspiration. Head to my website, cocolina.yoga, if you want to be a guest or a sponsor on my show. Leave your comments and questions on the email link and subscribe to my workout program too. See you in the next episode.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.